欢迎诸位朋友来参加我们的聚会。
Once again, we welcome our friends to come to attend the evangelical service.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习道成肉身。
The topic to share with you this morning is the world became flesh.
我们请来看约翰福音第一章。
Let's refer to the gospel according to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.Verse 18.
约翰福音第一章十八节。
John chapter 1, verse 18.
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
No one has been God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
神的存在是确实的。
The existence of God is real.
但是为什么我们很难相信神？
Why is hard for us?What's the reason it's so hard for us to believe in Him?
原因是因为神看不见。
The reason is that we cannot see God.
圣经说他是一个灵。
Bible says that God is spirit.
他充满万物，宇宙的每一个地方。
He fills in any corner, in every place in the universe.
但是因为看不见，很难信他。
Since God is unseen, since God cannot be seen, therefore it's hard for man to believe.
第一章的十八节说父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
As we just read in verse 18, the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
这个父怀里的独生子就是耶稣。
And the only begotten Son refers to Jesus Christ.
他是人类历史上的一个人。
And he is a man, he was a man in history.
将他表明出来，将神表明出来。
So Jesus has declared God.
所以要认识那看不见的神，要透过人类历史上的一个人，这个人就是耶稣来认识他。
Therefore, in order to see God, we have to go through Jesus Christ.
那我们再看第一章的十四节。
Let's also read chapter 1, verse 14.
这里在介绍耶稣这一个人。
It introduced who Jesus is.
这里说道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满有恩典也有真理。
And the world became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of Father, full of grace and truth.
这里说道成肉身。
As stated here, the word became flesh.
什么是道？
What is the definition of word, of the word?
第一节告诉我们。
Chapter verse 1 states,
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
这里说道就是神。
In verse 1, and the Word was God.
那肉身就是人。
Flesh is man.
所以耶稣是神成为人来地上。
So Jesus Christ is God in flesh.
你看他这个人的存在，你知道他是道道地地一个人。
When we look at Jesus Christ, he is indeed an human.
如果你要再深的去追求他从哪里来。
If we try to understand where was he from.
圣经说他不是男女结婚所生的。
Jesus Christ was not born by parents.
他是圣灵怀胎的。
He was conceived, he was born due to the Holy Spirit.
他是神成为人来到地上。
He was God, became flesh.
所以耶稣来世界上告诉我们什么叫做神。
So Jesus Christ tells us or declares to us who God is.
让我们知道真的有神的存在。
So we do know the existence of God.
而且这一位神跟我们每一个人有很密切的关系。
And God is also related to each one of us.
那因为耶稣是神成为人来地上。
Since Jesus Christ was God, became flesh.
所以圣经说这是你看得见听得见摸得到的。
So we can see him, touch him.
我们来看约翰一书的第一章。
Let's refer to the first epistle of John.
约翰一书的第一章。
The first epistle of John.
约翰一书第一章。
First John.
第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
所以说论道从起初原有生命之道就是我们所看见亲眼看过亲手摸过的。
that which was from the beginning, which we have heard and we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the word of life.
这个起初原有生命之道，这个是无形的，道是无形的。
The word is invisible, has no image.
但是接下去说是我们只亲眼看过，亲手摸过，而且是我们所听见的。
Which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled.
那为什么那个无形的道你看得见摸得到听得到呢？
And why is that the word without image can be seen, can be heard, and can even be touched?
第二节说这生命已经显现出来。
And verse 2, the life was manifested.
就是耶稣来世界上。
Which is the coming of Jesus Christ to this world.
你可以听他讲道。
We can listen to his sermon delivery.
你可以看他做很多事情。
We can see him performing a lot of miracles.
你可以摸到他。
We can even touch him.
所以我们今天早上就来从三方面来看。
This morning we would like to study from three different faces.
来认识耶稣。
And trying to understand who Jesus is.
来了解他跟我们有什么关系。
And also try to understand his relationship with us.
主耶稣出来传道理。
When Jesus Christ was preaching,
很多人有一个结论。
Many people drew a conclusion.
就是他的教训跟一般人不一样。
His teachings were indeed very different from the secular teachings.
到底有什么不同？
And what are the differences?
圣经告诉我们两点非常大的不同。
The two important differences stated in the Bible.
第一就是
Firstly,
他讲的话有权柄。
His words are full of power and authority.
我们来看马可福音第一章。
Let's refer to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音第一章
Mark chapter 1
21节
Verse 21
马可第一章的21
Mark chapter 1 verse 21
耶稣到了加百农就在安息日进了会堂教训人
22节22
众人很稀奇他的教训因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人这里说耶稣教训他们像有权柄的人。
As stated in verse 22, for he taught them as one having authority.
就是他讲话很有能力。
So his words are full of power.
那这个能力从哪里来？
And where did this power come from?
这个能力是从神来的。
And the power is from God.
所以耶稣讲的话，那个权柄是超过任何一个人在历史上所能够表现出来的。
So the power of Jesus Christ went beyond. So the power of his words went beyond any of the scribes, anyone on this earth.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible teaches us.
我们看同样马可文第一章。
Let's continue to read Mark chapter 1.
25节。
Verse 25.
耶稣责备他说不要作声你从这个人身上出来。
But Jesus rebuked him saying, be quiet and come out of him.26.
那人抽了一阵大风大声喊叫就出来了。
And when the unclean spirit had convulsed him and cried out with a loud voice, he came out of him.
就耶稣出来传道有一个人被鬼附着。
When Jesus was preaching, once he met a person who was possessed by the evil spirit.
结果主耶稣只讲一句话。
Jesus just made one statement.
叫他从他身上出来。
And come out of him.
结果这个人就抽了一阵大风大喊魔鬼就出去了。
And so this man convulsed and the evil spirit left him.
大家觉得非常惊讶。
So the people were all amazed.
说这个人讲一句话鬼就出去了。
And he just only made one statement and he commands even the unclean spirit.
谁能够让鬼出去？
And who has the power to cast out the evil spirit?
除了神以外，没有人做得到。
Besides of God, nobody can do that.
所以我们可以看到耶稣讲话有权柄。
So we notice that the words of Jesus Christ are full of power and authority.
有一个官。
Once there's a officer.
他部下有一个生病。
One of his men was ill.
他就差遣人去请耶稣来医他的部下的病。
Sent a person to invite Jesus to heal his man.
他告诉耶稣说 我不配你到我这里来。
The servant told Jesus Christ, I'm unworthy to invite you to come to my house.
因为他知道耶稣就是神。
He knew that Jesus Christ is God.
虽然他是官了。
He was an officer.
但是他觉得不配耶稣到他这里来。
He felt that he was unworthy for Jesus to come to his place.
他说你只要讲一句话。
He said that you just make one statement.
我的仆人就好了。
Then my servant, will be healed.
所以主耶稣后来就应许他的仆人会好。
Jesus Christ granted his request, so his servant was healed.
结果耶稣讲一句话，他仆人病就好了。
So Jesus just made one statement, and then his servant was healed.
为什么一个人讲一句话，那一个人病就好呢？
And why did the word of Jesus Christ was so authoritative, so powerful?
不要用药，也不要用任何一个东西，他只要一句话就可以。
Without using any kind of medical treatment, just the words.
这是人办不到的。
No man can do so.
这只有神办得到。
And only Jesus, only God, is capable.
这个证明耶稣就是神。
It proves that Jesus Christ is God.
他讲话很有权柄。
His words are full of power.
圣经里面讲。
So the Bible states,
有一次人要来向耶稣那，要他交税。
Once when the person, mentioned about, Jesus Christ should also pay tax.
但是耶稣没有钱啊。
But Jesus Christ was penniless.
他就叫门徒去钓鱼。
So he told his disciple to fish.
结果门徒就去了。
And the disciples did so.
结果钓上一条鱼。
And they caught a fish.
打开来里面跟耶稣讲的一样，有一个钱。
And opened his mouth, there was one coin inside the mouth.
刚好够他跟门徒来付税。
Which sufficient to pay the tax for both Jesus and his disciples.
我们都钓过鱼啊。
We all fished before.
你今天能不能钓上鱼，这个你没有办法控制的。
There's no way you can, no way you can control whether you'll be able to catch any fish.
请问有谁钓了鱼，嘴打开了里面有一个钱？
And moreover, did any one of you catch a fish with a coin, inside?
没有人有这个体验。
No one has had this kind of experience.
但是当耶稣告诉门徒这样做，门徒就这样做，真的钓上一个鱼，里面有一个钱。
However, Jesus Christ commanded his disciples to fish, and they will find a coin in the mouth.
这个概率有多少？
And what kind of probabilities? What kind of chances did they get it?
差不多是零。
And almost zero.
那为什么耶稣可以做得到？
And why can Jesus Christ, how can Jesus Christ do so?
因为那个鱼也是他控制的。
Since fish, is, controlled by him.
所以他有权柄。
Jesus Christ has the authority.
有一次耶稣在船上。
In another occasion when Jesus Christ was on the boat,
开始外面起了大风。
It has a severe storm.
门徒都很怕。
The disciples were afraid.
这样下去我们都死掉了。
The boat was sinking.
因为那个水一直跑进来。
The water kept on pouring in.
就把耶稣摇醒。
So they woke up Jesus Christ.
耶稣到外面斥责风跟海。
So Jesus Christ stood out and rebuked, the wind and the water.
风海就平静了。
And the wind, stopped and the water calmed.
这个人做不到的。
No one can do so.
为什么耶稣一句话风海就平静？
Why Jesus Christ just make one simply statement and he calmed down the wind and the ocean?
因为他有权柄。
Since Jesus Christ has authority.
那个权柄就是从神来的。
And this authority is from God.
因为他就是神。
He is God.
所以除了他以外没有人做得到。
Besides of Jesus Christ, nobody can do so.
所以主耶稣从他讲的话这个权柄我们知道他不是一个普通的人。
So from the words, from Jesus Christ, we can understand that he is not a common person.
他是道成肉身。
His word became flesh.
是神成为人来地上。
He is God coming to this world as man.
那主耶稣在讲道理我们看到很多人听他讲到的第二个印象就是他非常有智慧。
The second impression of people to Jesus is his words are full of wisdom.
我们看马可福音第六章。
Let's refer to Mark chapter 6.
马可福音的第六章。
Mark chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
马可第六章的第一节。
Mark chapter 6 verse 1.
耶稣离开那里到自己的家乡来门徒也跟从他。第二节。
2.
到了安息日他在会堂里教训人众人听见就甚稀奇说这个人从哪里来有这个事呢所赐给他是什么样的智慧呢他的手所做着何等的异能呢第三节。
Verse 3.
这不是那木匠吗不是玛利的儿子雅各约翰西门的长兄吗他的妹妹不是在我们这里吗他们就厌弃他。这里说耶稣讲到他同乡的人发现非常不一样。
When Jesus was preaching, the man from his own town were amazed.
就是他非常有智慧。
He is full of wisdom.
什么是智慧？
What is the wisdom.
有时候我们发现，虽然书读很多，我们有很多的资讯。
We may have studied a lot, having a lot of information.
但是我们不一定有智慧。
Not necessarily, we are full of wisdom.
智慧是什么？
What is the wisdom then?
智慧就是对最奥秘的事情，你都看得很清楚，能够解释。
The wisdom means that if a person can truly understand the mysterious things and would be able to interpret clearly.
那智慧就是对最困扰我们的问题能够提出答案。
And the wisdom can also help us to resolve different kinds of puzzles or the difficult questions and problems.
今天我们可以上网从早上到下午，很多的资讯你看不完。
We may go on the internet and search for different kinds of information.
但是问题就是你上网的一天，到底那里面有多少的资讯能够让你有智慧？
However, by browsing through the internet, how much wisdom can you gain?
非常的少。
It's very little.
但是主耶稣让人感觉到他很有智慧。
But Jesus Christ make us feel that he is full of wisdom.
为什么？
Why?
圣经告诉我们，因为他是道成肉身。
Since his word became flesh.
智慧就是神本身。
So wisdom is also God.
他成为肉身，成为人来地上。
So Jesus Christ came to this world as a man.
所以主耶稣说，
So Jesus said,
他说除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人到过天。
Besides the Son of Man came from this world and still exists in heaven. Nobody has ascended to the heaven.
主耶稣是从天降下。
Jesus Christ descended from heaven.
所以他是一个人。
So, and he became man.
但是他仍旧在天。
He is still in the heaven.
他在天上，他是神。
He is God in heaven.
在灵里面。
In spirit.
这是合一的。
And they are one.
所以主耶稣来世界上论到很多神的事情。
So Jesus Christ, when he was in the earth, he mentioned a lot of things about God.
论到很多天国的事情。
He also declares a lot of things about heaven.
这是今天人类历史里面没有一个人能够说得出来的。
And no one can make such a clear statement.
因为灵的事情是奥秘。
Since spirit is a mystery.
那主耶稣是从神来的。
Jesus Christ is from God.
我们先来看主耶稣讲过的一句话。
Let's study another statement made by Jesus Christ.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
58节。
Verse 58.
约翰八章58节。
John chapter 8, verse 58.
这里说，耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有我了。
Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
亚伯兰是主耶稣以前几千年的一个人。
Abraham existed several thousand years before Jesus.
但是耶稣说，还没有亚伯拉罕就有我了。
And why did Jesus Christ make such a statement? I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
我们如果看英文was 就是表示这个人死了，他已经过去了。
Was, in English, the word was used, this is a past tense.
亚伯拉罕已经死了几千年了。
Abraham is history.
但是亚伯兰存在以前，我已经存在了。
And prior to the existence of Abraham, Jesus Christ exists.
大家听不懂啊。
Nobody can comprehend.
就以为他不正常。
And people think that he may have some kind of mental problem.
就拿石头要打他。
And trying to stone him.
为什么耶稣这样讲？
Why did Jesus Christ make such a statement?
因为他就是神。
He is God.
还没有亚伯兰以前，神就存在了。
Therefore, before Abraham, he exists.
孔子说不敢论鬼跟神。
Once Confucius mentioned that he dared not to mention to discuss about God and ghost.
因为孔子是人。
Since Confucius was a man,
他可以把人道讲得很好。
He can give a lot of teachings.
但是鬼神他讲不出来。
But he has no wisdom to talk aboutthe spiritual world.
未知生焉知死，他也讲不出来，生跟死他也讲不出来。
He couldn't even tell about the birth and death.
但是主耶稣把他讲得很清楚。
But Jesus Christ make very clear statements.
孔子不敢讲的，耶稣讲得很清楚。
And what Confucius has no knowledge to talk about, and Jesus Christ could interpret very clearly.
为什么？
Why?
因为耶稣的智慧是孔子没有办法比的。
And Confucius has no way to compare with the wisdom of Jesus.
因为耶稣是神。
Since Jesus Christ is God.
所以有很多的问题啊，我们人类有很简单的答案。
Men may have very simple answers.
有很多的问题。
There are many questions.
我们在人类当中啊，耶稣有很简单的答案。
There are many questions among men, but Jesus will have simple answers.
如果没有耶稣，你没有答案。
If without Jesus, many of the questions cannot be answered.
我举几个例来讲。
For example,
我们人的心怎么来才可以得到满足？
How can a person be content, be satisfied?
你发现每一个人答案不一样。
People may give various answers.
所以你看，每一个人都活得很忙。
Everybody is is busy.
为什么？
Why?
为着要寻求满足。
A man try to be satisfied.
好像一个口渴的人，现在可乐喝的不满足，喝茶茶不满足，再来喝水。
Just like a person is very thirsty and he try to use different kinds of liquids to quench his thirst.
那怎么喝都喝不满足。
No matter how he tried, he was never satisfied.
到底谁有智慧能够告诉我们人怎么才可以得到满足？
And who has the wisdom, telling us a person can be content?
结果耶稣的答案很简单。
And Jesus Christ provided the solution and answer.
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
And I am I'm the life.
到我这里来的。
And those who come to me
必定不饿。
And will not be hungry.
信我的。
Those who believe in me
永远不可
and will never be touched.
所以耶稣把那个人类饥渴的那个答案呢，指向他本身。
And Jesus Christ point to himself, trying point himself by telling the others that he is the source.
所以人类最满足的一个人是谁？
And who is the person that can make all the others be content?
不是最富有的人。
Not the richest man.
人类最满足的一个人。
And
不是地位最高的人。
It's not the person who has a high ranking position.
人类最满足的一个人。
Who's the person that is most content?
就是有耶稣活在他里面。
The person is content as long as he has Jesus Christ dwelling in him.
他就是我们生命的粮食。
And he is the spiritual bread.
所以答案这么简单。
So this is a very simple answer.
但是这是一个智慧的答案。
But this is the answer, it is an answer full of wisdom.
所以我们在看你人生找来找去很多问题没有答案，你到耶稣就找到答案。
So a lot of questions in human life cannot be answered. As long as you come to him, you will have solutions.
第二个问题。
The second question.
如果我很想改变我自己。
If I want to change myself.
请问我怎么办？
And how shall I do?
因为很多人都觉得今天我们发生很多的问题，关键在乎我有问题。
Many of the problems nowadays are due to the individual himself.
为什么婚姻发生问题？
Why does marriage a marital crisis?
常常是因为我们的个性有问题。
A lot of times are doing with our characters or behaviors.
我们个性改变，婚姻就变了。
If we can change our characters, then we can save our marriage.
为什么父母跟子女之间会有问题？
And why why that crisis between parents and children?
常常是父母跟子女个性都有问题。
A lot of times, both the parents and the children have different characters.
所以如果我们能改变
If we can change and improve ourselves,
家庭就改变，婚姻就改变了。
Then we can improve marriage life and also our family life.
但是问题是，我们怎么能够改变自己？
But the key question is, how can I change myself? How can I improve myself?
人的知识越来越多。
We notice the growth of knowledge.
但是人的精神越来越有问题。
But the mental life of person has become a more and more problems.
越来越多精神家，越来越多人用药。
Many people try to use medicines or drugs.
耶稣说，我就是真葡萄树。
Jesus Christ said that I am the true wine.
如果枝子连在我上面，它就会结果子。
If a branch is connected to me, then he will be able to bear fruit.
主耶稣的生命活在我们里面。
The life of Jesus Christ dwells in us.
我们的生命就会改变。
Then our life will be changed.
所以当一个人开始亲近神。
When a person draw near God.
他观念开始改变。
Then his mind will be changed.
他的个性开始改变。
His character will also be changed.
是越变越好。
Then he'll become better and better.
这个就是人类问题的答案。
And this is the solution for the problem.
是耶稣给我们。
Which is given by Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣就是智慧的来源。
So Jesus Christ is the source of wisdom.
我们再想另外一个问题。
Let's consider another question.
我很怕死。
I'm afraid of death.
请问怎么办？
And what shall I do?
这个从人类历史到现在没有一个能够解决的。
And throughout human history, no one can provide a definite answer.
如果有一个人能够解决，他今天就还活着。
If a person can resolve this problem, he will continue to live.
每一个人都不想死。
Nobody else wants to die.
但是每一个人都会死。
But every man is going to die.
这个是人类的困境。
And this is a serious problem.
请问谁能够提供答案?
And how can anyone provide this answer?
没有一个医生有答案.
No doctor can tell you.
怎么样不会死?
And how can a person how can a person live forever?
我们看主耶稣的答案是什么?
So what is the answer of Jesus?
我们看约翰福音.
Let's refer to John
11章.
Chapter 11.
约翰福音 11章.
John chapter 11.
25节.
Verse 25. John chapter 11 verse 25. Then Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
这里主耶稣到拉撒路的家。
Jesus Christ went to the house of Lazarus.
拉撒路已经死了四天。
And he had died for more than 4 days.
已经发臭了。
And he even had an odor.
主耶稣在那里高声讲。
So Jesus Christ proclaimed,
我就是生命。
I am the life.
我就是复活。
I am the resurrection.
旁边有一个人死了四天。
A person had died for 4 days.
这个考验马上来到, 那这个死了四天怎么办?
And this is a challenge.
你说你是复活。
You say that you claim that you are the resurrection.
这个已经死了四天了。
And since this man had been died for 4 days.
结果耶稣叫死了四天的拉撒路复活。
And Jesus Christ raised Lazarus had died for 4 days to resurrect.
证明他掌管生命。
And proving that he controls life.
证明在他里面没有死亡。
And also proving that in him there is no death.
所以如果你很怕死,
if you are afraid of death,
你只有一条路可以走,
then you have only one way.
这一条路就是耶稣。
And that is Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣是生命, 耶稣是复活。
Jesus Christ is life and he is also resurrection.
耶稣讲过一句话,
once he make a statement,
你如果遵守我的道, 你就永远不见死亡。
If you keep my words and follow my words, you will never face die.
人类没有一个历史家, 哲学家讲过这样的话。
No historian nor any philosopher makes such a statement.
你遵守我的道, 你就不见死亡, 没有一个人讲过。
If you keep my words and you will never see death,
因为每一个人都死了。
Since every man will die,
包括最伟大的哲学家,
including the greatest philosopher,
包括最伟大的宗教家,
including the greatest religious
heroes,
they are all dead.
为什么?
Why?
因为他也是人。
Since they were all human beings.
但是人类有一件事情是事实的。
There's only one true statement.
就是耶稣从死里三天再复活过来。
And Jesus Christ are resurrected from his death 3 days later.
这个是事实。
And this is a fact.
那为什么只有耶稣能够从死里复活?
And why can only Jesus Christ resurrect from death?
因为他没有罪。
Since he has no sin.
因为他是神。
He is God.
所以今天我们对死亡唯一的答案,
so the only solution to death,
最有智慧的答案,
and the most wise answers,
就是借着耶稣,
is through Jesus Christ,
借着他所传的道,
and through his words.
所以很多人听到耶稣在讲道,
so many people listen to the sermon of Jesus Christ,
发现这样的讲话没有一个人讲过的,
and no one else makes such a statement.
他不是一个普通的人,
he is not a common man,
他就是神,
he is God.
所以今天我们来接受耶稣的道理,
so today we come to accept his teachings.
我们就可以从他的道里面领受丰盛的生命.
Then we'll be able to receive the abundant life.
就可以领受永生.
And we are also be able to receive eternal life.
个性可以改变.
And can change our characters and behavior.
家庭可以改变.
And also we improve our family life.
婚姻可以改变.
And also our marriage life.
我们人就活在神的恩典里面.
Then man will live in the grace of God.
对，耶稣是人类的希望.
Jesus Christ is the hope.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
很多人听见他的道,
many people listen to his words and believed in him.
第二点,
secondly,
很多人看到耶稣就信了,
many people see Jesus Christ and believe in him.
我们看约翰福音第二章,
let's refer to John chapter 2.
我请把那个后面门打开来, 攻击比较好, 约翰福音第二章,
John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章,
John chapter 2,
23节,
verse 23.
当耶稣在耶路撒冷过逾越节的时候, 有许多人看见他所行的神迹, 就信了他的名。
John chapter 2, verse 23. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, during the feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs which he did.
什么叫做神迹?
What is a miracle?
神迹就是 人做不出来，靠着神的能力做出来。
Man cannot do so, but God has the power to do it.
这个就是神迹。
And this is so-called miracle.
所以主耶稣在世界上，他做很多事情，人做不来。
Jesus Christ had performed a lot of miracles on this earth, and yet man was impossible to accomplish.
第一个
，firstly，
瞎眼看见。
The blinds were healed.
第二个
，secondly，
瘸腿走路。
And those who were crippled were healed.
第三个
，thirdly，
死人复活。
He resurrected the dead people.
差不多人间的所有的绝症，在耶稣当时都发生过。
And almost all kind of terminal diseases occurred during his time.
但是耶稣都把他们病医好。
And Jesus Christ healed them.
所以好多人看到这个很大的神迹发生。
So many people witness all these signs.
他没有办法解释。
They couldn't interpret.
怎么有可能死的人复活？
And how can a dead person be resurrected?
这个人一生瞎眼，忽然间他好了。
And this person was blind since his birth, yet now he regained his eyesight.
这个人一生不会走路，现在好起来了。
The person was crippled almost throughout his lifetime, now he could walk.
那只有一个解释。
There's only one explanation.
他是一个神同在的人。
And God is with this person.
他本身就是神。
And Jesus Christ himself is God.
我们看约翰福音第七章。
Let's refer to John chapter 7.
31节。
Verse 31.
约翰福音第七章的31节。
John chapter 1, verse 31.
第七章31节。
John chapter 7, verse 31.
但众人间有那些信他的说，基督来的时候，他所行的神迹岂能够比这个人所行的更多吗？
And many of people believe in him and said, when the Christ comes, will he do more signs than this which this man has done?
所以好多人信耶稣。
So many people believe in him.
所以为什么我们相信耶稣？
And why do we believe in Jesus?
从他所做的事情来信他。
From all the signs and miracles he had performed.
今天我们在教会里面有神的同在。
In the present church, nowadays, we also experience the assistance of God.
因为圣经里面说教会是耶稣的身体。
Since the church is the body of Christ.
所以教会带有能力。
So the church is full of power.
因此我们在教会里面大家同心合意祷告，很多很有能力的神迹发生。
So many people pray together accordingly, and we notice a lot of miracles happened.
所以为什么说大家会敬拜神拜得很投入？
Why the people are so focused in prayer?
因为他们的身上有很多神的能力的显明。
Since they manifested the power of God.
有很多神的恩典。
They are full of the blessings of God.
所以这一些真正的体验让他们能够拜神拜得很虔诚。
So all these real life experiences make them to believe in the Lord and worship Him diligently.
我们看约翰福音第十章。
Let's refer to John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
37节。
Verse 37.
到42节。
To verse 42.
我若不行我父的事，你们就不必信我。38节。
38。
我若行了，你们纵然不信我，也应当信这一些事，又叫你们明白父在我里面，我在父里面。这里主耶稣说你也应当因这个事来信。
Jesus Christ said that, if I do, though you do not believe in me, believe the works that you may have known, and believe that the Father is in me and I in him.
所以主耶稣做了很多事情。
Jesus Christ, have done a lot of works.
他说你看到这些事情你就要信了。
And you should believe, what you have seen.
我们今天在教会里面。
In the church nowadays.
差不多主耶稣行过的神迹我们教会都有。
And most of the miracles and signs performed by Jesus Christ, which we can also experience.
我们教会传到非洲。
When the gospel was preached to Africa.
我1981年第一次到非洲去。
In the year 1982, when was my first visitation to Africa.
教会还没有传到非洲以前那个非洲很多国家就有很多的基督教。
Prior to our evangelical works in Africa. There were some other Christian denominations.
啊，但是为什么福音还能够在那个地方传开？
And why the gospel can be widely spread?
其中有一个非常重要的，就是神迹奇事的显明。
That's another one of the important reasons is that the assistance of the signs and miracles.
我们在加拿有一个姐妹。
There is a sister in Ghana.
啊，有一次她生病了。
Once she was ill.
啊，她真的死了。
She was biologically diseased.
啊，所以的这个家人就用白布把她盖起来。
The family members wrap her up with white cloth.
然后就等待那个要人要把她载到医院里面去太平间去。
I was waiting to bring her to mortuary.
那个时候教会正在开灵恩会。
It was during the time of spiritual convocation.
那个福音刚好传到那个村庄。
And the gospel was just spread to her village.
所以那个教会的这些工人啊，觉得说我们在开灵恩会，一个信徒死了，这个怎么能够荣耀神呢？
board members discussed that it is during the spiritual convocation, yet a member died, and how can we glorify God's name?
那个时候他们有的已经禁食三天了，因为灵恩会。
Because it was during the time of spiritual convocation, some of them even fasted for 3 days.
所以就到那个死的信徒的他家去。
So they went to the bereaved family.
周围围了好多村庄的人都围在周围。
So many people from the villages surrounded this house.
说这个人如果会活过来，我们都信了。
So if this person could resurrect from the death, we will believe.
结果这个教会的好几个信徒工人就跪在那里大声祷告。
Many of the workers gathered together now and pray.
后来一个传道人就叫他的名字。
So then a preacher called her name.
结果那个信徒就醒过来了。
Then the dead person. Resurrected.
我就问了一个传道人。
So I asked the preacher, the pastor.
你怎么敢叫他活过来？
How can you have the courage to wake her up?
他说觉得很特别。
And he said that it was very, very different, very unique.
当你祷告被圣灵充满。
When he was prayed with the Holy Spirit, the prayer.
神的灵会感动你。
And the Holy Spirit will move you.
给你有那个信心。
And give you the faith.
所以你知道他已经死了。
Although you knew that this person was dead,
但是在那个时候，他觉得他不是他自己在讲话。
At that particular moment, he realized that it was not he was making the command.
圣灵感动他，叫他活过来。
And the Holy Spirit moved him and make this person resurrect.
结果他真的活过来。
And she actually resurrected.
这个姐妹叫 Felicia, 在加拿。
And this sister is called Felicia.
现在还活着。
She is still alive.
所以她每次跟人见证，我是从死里复活的。
Every time she tells out to the people that I was resurrected from death.
这样的例子很多。
There are many of these kind of cases.
我们在台湾也有一个信徒。
There was also a member in Taiwan.
他父亲是一个医生。姐妹。
Her father was a physician.
那有一次在池塘里玩掉下去死掉了。
She drowned in a pond.
结果全村庄人都知道死掉了。
So the entire village knew her death.
结果他家人就把他带回家说为他祷告。
So the family members brought the body back and prayed for her.
结果大家全村庄也是这样，如果那个会活，我们都信了。
So the entire village made a statement that if she resurrected, we will believe.
结果祷告后来那个小孩子活过来了。
And after earnest prayer, she was resurrected.
以后长大，那个姐妹就嫁给一个传道。
And later on, after she grew up, she married a pastor.
所以这些很有能力的见证证明啊，今天耶稣就是神，而且耶稣活在我们当中。
So many of these powerful and vivid signs and miracles prove that Jesus Christ is the living God.
第三个
Thirdly,
耶稣道成肉身，这是你可以摸得到的。
Jesus Christ is a flesh whom can be touched.
我们看路加福音第八章。
Let's refer to Luke.
路加福音第八章。
Chapter 8.
四十三节
，verse 43，
第八章四十三节
，Luke chapter 8 verse 43。
有一个女人患了血漏12年，在医生手里花尽了她一切所有养生的，并没有一个人能医得好。你想想看，这个女人的人生还有什么前途
？Take a look at this woman. What kind of hope did she have?
流血十二年
，she had the flow of blood for 12 years.
钱用完了
，and spent all her livelihood.
医生看完了。
And she has seen all doctors.
没有一个可以医她。
And no one could heal her.
没有钱可以医治。
And she was penniless.
她的人生已经到绝路了。
and she was indeed hopeless.
但是刚好耶稣从那个村庄经过。
And at that time, Jesus Christ was passing by her village.
所以这个十二年瘸到的妇人只有一个希望。
Now she has only just one hope.
就是来找耶稣。
To look for Jesus.
你可以想想看，她身体很残弱，她要去找耶稣，一定一步一步很难走。
She was so weak and yet to have to, and yet to walk very slowly.
但是她的人生只有一个盼望。
But she has only just one hope.
就是耶稣的能力。
The power of Jesus Christ will heal her.
所以她一挤到耶稣的背后。
And he came from behind.
她摸耶稣的衣裳。
And touched the border of his garment.
44节说她的血肉立刻就止住。
And immediately her flow of blood stopped.
接着耶稣说谁摸我。
And Jesus said, who touched me?
大家说人这么多不小心挤到你啊。
And when all denied, and Peter said, those with him said, Master, the multitude throng you and press you.
46节耶稣说因为我觉得有能力从我身上出去。
But Jesus said, somebody touched me for I perceive power going out from me.
耶稣有能力。
Jesus Christ has power.
这个能力医好那个十二年血肉的妇人。
So his power healed, the lady, suffering a flood of blood.
他十二年不能解决的问题一摸耶稣就完了解决了。
More than a decade, herSickness was healed instantly. 请问
耶稣不是神，这个怎么解释？
And how can we deny Jesus Christ is God?
那这不是2000年前以前的事情而已。
This didn't just happen 2000 years ago.
我们教会有一个姐妹。
We have a sister.
现在搬到南加州，她本来住在东部。
She used to live in the East Coast, now she resides in Southern California.
她的先生是一个心脏科的医生，刘英国的。
Her husband is a physician, majoring in cardiology.
她也真的流血差不多12年。
She also suffered from issue of blood for more than, for almost 12 years.
体皮包骨，看尽医生。
She was so skinny and seeking for different kind of doctors.
因为她的先生，她先生的朋友都是医生啊。
All the friends of, the friends of her husband's were doctors, were physicians.
没有一个能够医她。
And nobody else could heal her.
就在这个时候，人开始跟他传讲我们真耶稣教会所传的福音。
So at that moment, someone preached to her.
他很勉强的用走路走到我们教会来。
And she came to the church.
就开始祷告。
And started to pray.
结果他得圣灵。
And received the Holy Spirit.
他被圣灵充满了。
Once she was filled with the Holy Spirit.
你知道流血的人最怕是震动。
You know that when the person has an issue of blood, he shouldn't shake the body.
但是他被圣灵充满震动很厉害。
She was filled with the Holy Spirit, it began to shake.
后来他病就好了。
Later on, she was healed.
那他的先生啊，一直抗拒这个基督教的信仰，到他离世前一年才信耶稣。
Her husband refused to accept Christian teachings until a year prior to his death.
这是一个很大的神迹。
It was a great miracle.
现在也发生过。
It existed even during modern days.
你要怎么解释呢？
And how can we interpret?
唯一的证明就是耶稣就是神。
The only proof is that Jesus Christ is God.
而且耶稣活在我们当中。
Jesus Christ lives among us.
如果你凭着信心去触摸他。
If we try to touch him with faith,
他的能力就要降在你的身上。
His power will come upon you.
你的问题就可以解决。
And your problem will be resolved.
我们人类真的很有限。
A man has limited power.
很多的问题没有办法解决。
Many problems cannot be resolved.
你的爸爸很爱你。
Your father may love you very much.
他也是人。
But he is still God.
他没有办法解决你的问题。
He cannot help, try to help you to resolve all problems.
但是你有一个父亲。
But you have a father.
就是天上的神。
Who is God in heaven.
他大有能力。
He has mighty power.
他爱你。
He loves you.
他要帮助你解决。
He will help you.
但是你需要信心。
But you must have faith.
你要信相信耶稣就是神。
You have to believe that Jesus Christ is God.
他就在我们当中。
He is among us.
如果你愿意向他祈求。
If you want to pray to him.
他的能力就要降临在你身上。
His power will come upon thee.
你就会体验到恩典。
You will experience his graces and mercy.
所以我们所拜的这个神。
So, the God whom we believe.
虽然是看不见的。
Is unseen.
但是因为他成为人来地上。
Since he came to this world as man.
是你听得到的。
You can hear him.
是你看得到的。
You can see him.
是摸得到的。
You can even touch him.
他跟我们人生是绝对有息息的相关。
And he's directly related to us.
所以我们等一下唱完诗要一起来祷告。
After we sing the hymn, there will be a prayer.
来触摸这一位神。
We'll touch him.
来体会他的能力。
And to experience his power.
来唱诗。
Let's sing him.